For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill, as we are visiting with our local FFA chapters on Chasm Radio this year at the National FFA Convention. This broadcast also brought to you by Nelson Insurance Agency in Upsala and Mid-American Auction Incorporated, Al Wessel, Kevin Winter, your auctioneers. Holly Zwack joining us from the Sox Center chapter. Holly, how are you doing today?
I am doing good. Thanks for asking.
Good. This whole convention thing isn't wearing on you. You seem like you're healthy and happy so far.
I mean, 5 hours of sleep, you get used to it pretty fast.
Well, how did you ever get roped in the FFA?
Actually, I had a friend of mine, a family friend of ours that was in FFA, and we do a kind of like a seminar thing where we go down to the younger grades in the elementary and sixth grade once a year, where we talk to the sixth graders and kind of talk to them and hopefully recruit some new members and just kind of let them know that FFA is part of our school, what we're about, and just kind of a little bit of everything. And I ended up going there and I really liked it, so I joined.
So what's your background? Is it in agriculture or not at all?
In a way, it's not at all, but in a way, it also is, because we technically live on farmland, but we rent out most of our land out to other farmers, and we have chickens, but that's about it. So I really work with the FFA chapter in my town to kind of just show people that you don't have to be like a dairy farmer or a pig farmer to be an FFA. It's really important just to learn about agriculture.
So what part of the FFA that you enjoy? Is it competing? Is it just like that whole educational angle? What's your favorite part?
I would have to say my favorite is the parley area, just because it's a little bit more like it's like gentle politics in a way, as I would call it, just because you learn a lot of things and you work in a political sort of environment, but yet you're also not like, oh my gosh, you've got a specific political party, we can't talk. So it's a little less divided.
But it does teach a little structure, because I know I didn't learn it when I was in FFA. Now I am kind of a little bit.
Yep.
It provides a lot of structure in organization, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and it's really good for meetings, too, when you get used to having parley, because you can make your meetings a lot more professional, and they run so much more smoothly, if I'm honest, having just the system in place.
So besides having a little fun, are you learning or taking anything away from convention so far?
I sure am. I'm learning that there is a lot of people, and I think they said 62,000 students alone, which is really impressive. But other than that, I haven't had the opportunity to really explore the expo yet. I'm hoping to, and I'm certain I'm going to learn something, because there's a whole career expo. But we also did manage to get to the Indianapolis Speedway, so we got to learn something about that, which was pretty awesome. And I haven't learned super much yet, but we're also only the second day in.
So when you look at your career, are you already making plans for after high school? Do you have a direction kind of picked out yet?
A little bit. I'm hoping to take a gap year just so I can kind of get everything really figured out. And then I'm planning on going into culinary. And if I get farther in that, I'm hopefully going to go with some food science. So that'll be really cool.
Food, consumers, that's all agriculture right there.
Absolutely. Started out in crops, so I might as well stick with the food from it, right?
Holly Zwack joining us here from the Sox Center FFA at the National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Our coverage also brought to you by Minnesota Farmers Union and AMPI.